ABC Radio Australia.
A parliamentary committee inquiry report into the state of journalism in Papua New Guinea has outlined a raft of concerns. The report cited fears over journalist safety and the rise of AI and impacts bad news has on tourism in the country. Finau Fanua spoke to Neville Choi, president of the Media Council of PNG, to get his insight.
The role of the media in PNG is important. We have a country of citizens who have embraced new media technology, have access to new technology that can be misused in a whole lot of ways. And I think we're at a point where we need to educate our citizens more on how to use media effectively. And I think there is a certain level of minimum standard of respect on social media that we can try to help alleviate. So that everybody's being more responsible and more respectful of each other.
What's your judgment on the inquiry? Do you think it was comprehensive?
Yes, I think it was to some point comprehensive. I mean, they went around the country and consulted citizens, they consulted civil society. In the case of the media, I think every media organization also made representations. The Media Council has had constant contact with the Special Parliamentary Committee on Communications. We made it a point to attend as many of their regional consultation hearings as possible. And I think many of our concerns and industries' suggestions on how to approach some of the current issues we have around misinformation and disinformation, they were all captured in the committee's final report.
One thing that was pointed out, and it's not a surprise, we see it across the Pacific, is how social media is the primary source of news in Papua New Guinea.
As president of the Media Council, I think the issue that concerns me about is the fact that social media is still very highly unregulated as opposed to mainstream media. And if we have our citizens going to social media as their first stop for news and information, our call from the Media Council is for our citizens to pause and take a step back and try and do their own fact-checking on every piece of information they come across, and not just relying on social media.
And then there's the issue of AI. Is that a concern for the Media Council?
It has been a concern, and mostly for the Media Council and for mainstream media. The issues around AI is to either fully understand it and its use and prospects of being used in the media, and also educating our audiences about what's out there with AI, empowering them with the information and awareness on how to detect AI-generated content.
Another thing that was mentioned was how the media industry, according to this inquiry, has been damaged by biased reporting and leading to public mistrust. Do you think that's a problem?
I mean, it has been a problem, but it's not solely a problem that's been generated by the media or by media organizations specifically. The issue that the council that we've seen is the media only gets, and universities only get, students from the national education system. So clearly, if we aren't getting graduates who are fully prepared to hit the ground running when they get into the mainstream, there must be an issue with the education system, which has already been widely acknowledged. And of course, the focus on journalism training is to improve journalism training so that their graduates are industry ready.
And then there's the issue of press freedom, which is the biggest concern for media all over the world. According to this inquiry, there are calls for constitutional reform to strengthen guarantees for freedom of information and editorial independence. Do you think press freedom is being threatened in Papua New Guinea?
I wouldn't say it's being threatened here in PNG. I think the reason for us pushing press freedom is that in the Papua New Guinea National Constitution, there is only one clause, which is a general clause on freedom of expression, that covers the media. There is no specific mention or clause in the PNG National Constitution which specifically refers to the protection of press freedom or media freedom per se. So our suggestion and what we've been discussing is to decouple media freedom or press freedom from freedom of expression and have it stand alone in our constitution as its own clause specifically for the protection of media freedom.
One thing that also I found very interesting was concerns over Papua New Guinea's international image being undermined. And, you know, from my experience reporting on Papua New Guinea, it seems to be dominated by bad news. And I've had complaints from friends in Papua New Guinea about the need for more positive news. Is it a problem? And how do we resolve this?
I think I can best put it this way, Fina. If everything was happening the way it should be, we wouldn't have bad news. So the media here in PNG, we do play a role in highlighting to government or to authorities about what's not being done. Now, that may take the form of bad news, but it's not solely for profit. There's a very strong and ethical issue that media organizations face, that we feel that at some point we have to highlight what's happening, even though it's bad, so that some good can happen.
From the Media Council's point of view, what is the biggest challenge for journalists and the media in Papua New Guinea?
The biggest obstacle I see right now to the media here in PNG is just citizens' understanding of how the media works, national leaders' understanding of how the media works, and the understanding that we are not in this alone as the media. We are in this to work for the betterment of the future of our people and the development of our country. And sometimes when things do not work or go right, we have to highlight them. And sometimes that takes the form of bad news. The report shows that there's a conscious and positive and proactive shift to make sure and establish the media as a necessary part of democracy in PNG. And what it means is we have a lot more work now to do with regards to the recommendations in the report. But from where I sit, I think the media, and according to the show, but report, I think the media in PNG will be in a better, stronger place.
We don't see parliamentary inquiries on media from other countries. So it is a positive in that sense, right?
Oh, yes, very positive. Because this whole process began as national leadership wanting to understand the media better, not just to protect media freedom, but also to make sure that government information that media had access to was clear, verified, and would support development. It's been a really long period of engagement with the parliamentary committee. I think the industry in PNG has achieved some level of acknowledgement from government that the work of media in PNG is extremely important.
That was Neville Choi, president of the Media Council of PNG. He was speaking there to the ABC's Finau Fanua.